and it's something that you, I think you just share with other people who have trail mix.
Awesome. I have one more question.
Yes.
Did you have any, like, did you experience any jokes being passed along the trail or any, like, common stories, you know, like, ghost stories?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So this wasn't the John Muir Trail, but this story is just too damn good to not tell.
Okay. Okay, what trail?
Okay. This was the Appalachian Trail.
About approximately where?
This was at the Ed Garvey Shelter. It is the first shelter NOBO of Harper's Ferry.
Okay.
And so there was this old dude, and his trail name was Jesus. And so Jesus carried this, like, small plastic bong.
Okay.
And so basically there's a midpoint of the AT, right?
Okay.
And so on the AT, you can either go NOBO, which is northbound, or SOBO, which is southbound, right? And then so, okay, basically, NOBO hikers would carry it as far north as they wanted to, and then right before they got off the trail, they would pass it off to someone going SOBO. So they'd, like, this really gross-looking plastic bong had, like, basically been on the trail for a long time, and every time it crossed the midpoint of the AT, someone, like, carved a little notch in it, like, just carved a little notch, and it, like, had so many lines on it, it was nuts, and, yeah, so I was at the Ed Garvey shelter, and a bunch of people were smoking out of this, little plastic bong, and so, that was a piece of Appalachian Trail history, I guess, to this day, I wonder where that bong is.
And so this was Jesus' small bong.
Yes, Jesus was carrying a small bong.
Okay, so Jesus was carrying the small bong, and then he passed it off to somebody, and people just kept passing it off.
Yeah, but not, like, at that shelter. It was every time, like, if someone's about to finish their hike, they give it to someone going the opposite direction, so it stays on the trail, even when they leave.
And it stays on, like, the south half of the trail.
No, it can go...